KJAN Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, a few sprinkles, and it's 35 degrees in Atlantic. We look for cloudy skies with light rain and possibly a thunder shower. Could see some hail also late this afternoon. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Greenfield. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. In the news, a central Iowa man accused of fatally shooting another man says in court documents that he fired a rifle to scare him and not kill him. Brandon Madren of Adel is charged with first-degree murder and reckless use of a firearm causing injury in the February 18th shooting of Nathan Green, who's also of Adel. Court documents show the gunshot that killed Green was fired from a third-story apartment window. Madren told police that Green had tried to kick down his apartment door, then left the building and was standing on Madren's car in the parking lot. Madren said Green was threatening him when Madren fired a rifle, hitting Green in the chest. Madren remains in the Dallas County Jail on a $500,000 bond. News time is 7:07.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
Well, the National Weather Service in Des Moines says a strong storm system will push through the region today into Wednesday, with the surface low pressure tracking from northeast Nebraska northeastward toward Minneapolis into central Wisconsin by Wednesday. And that system, they say, will bring a mix of winter precipitation to much of the northern part of the state and spread rain showers and thunderstorms across central and southern Iowa, mainly this afternoon and tonight. There is a slight risk of severe weather across portions of southwest Iowa, with large hail being the main threat. Strong west to northwest winds of 25 to 45 miles per hour are possible during the day tomorrow as the system lifts northeast of Iowa. An Atlantic man was arrested Friday on a charge of public intoxication, third and subsequent offense. The Atlantic Police Department said Monday 50-year-old Robert Atkinson was booked into the Cass County Jail. The Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education will meet tonight in the High School Media Center, and during that 7:30 p.m. work session, the board will hear from and or discuss the building leadership team and hold discussion on the fiscal year 2013 budget. No action will be taken during the work session. The Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening will hold public hearings on loan agreements amounting to $4.95 million, followed by action from the council on a resolution expressing the city's intent to enter into a general obligation corporate purchase and refunding loan agreement and approval of bond purchase agreement with Ruan Securities. The hearings and action will come during a special council meeting that begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday at City Hall. City Administrator Doug Harris said the bonds will help to cover nearly $4.9 million altogether in capital improvement projects, those for streets, stormwater, parking and building improvements, as well as equipment acquisition. Refunding of the 2007 general obligation bonds as well, and Harris said refunding of the 2007 GO bonds will save the city about $46,000 in interest over the next 5 years. The council will consider a resolution authorizing the issuance of 2012 general obligation bonds during their meeting on March the 7th. In other matters, the council this Wednesday will enter into a closed session to discuss collective bargaining strategy following the conclusion of regular business. Officials at the ISU Extension Service in Cass County have released the schedule for the 2012 Cass County Fair, which runs from July the 26th through the 31st. Events begin on Thursday, July 26th, with the swine, rabbit, horse, poultry, dairy, and beef entry sign-ins, entry and judging of 4-H static exhibits, and a food sale at the community center. Later that same evening, the King and Queen contest will take place, along with senior recognition. Friday's activities on July the 27th will include the rabbit, horse, and feeder calf shows and the bull riding competition. On Saturday, July 28th, there will be a sheep and pet show, livestock judging, and ATV races. Events on Sunday, July the 28th, include the swine, poultry, dog, and horse fun shows, decorators showcase, and a tractor pull. Sunday and Monday afternoon, there will also be a skid loader rodeo. The last full day of activities on Monday, July the 30th, will include the beef, dairy goat, and goat shows, Best of Iowa competition, a watermelon feed, style show, and building awards, and the grand champion beef selection. The fair concludes Tuesday morning, July 31st, with a livestock sale with cleanup activities the next day. If you'd like more information on the 2012 Cass County Fair, you can call 243-1132 or check out the schedule on our website at kjan.com. Under the Community Hub, click on the News tab and look for the story about the Cass County Fair. There's a link to the schedule. Also in the news, a 20-year-old college student is expected to survive injuries she received when struck by a train near downtown Grinnell. Annika Manzor was struck just before 5 p.m. Monday. Manzor was hit after she fell while she and two friends were crossing tracks just west of downtown Grinnell. Two other people were not struck. The Iowa Interstate Railroad officials say the train was going about 21 miles per hour and heading from Chicago to Council Bluffs. Manzor was taken to the University of Iowa hospitals and clinics. News time is 7:12.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
In our funeral announcements, Janet Hartman, age 60, of Menlo, died Friday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Janet Hartman will be today at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Donald Hoover, age 72, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospice Center. Funeral services for Donald Hoover will be held today at 11 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Elkhorn. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Marie Redinger, age 100, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday at the Panora Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Marie Redinger will be today at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Linda Sue Crawford, age 64, of Avoca, died Wednesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Graveside services for Linda Sue Crawford will be today at 2:30 in Dallas, Texas. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca is assisting the family with arrangements. Alphonse Geiser, age 87, of Erling, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Alphonse Geiser will be held on Wednesday at 10 a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Velma Bates, age 90, of Rural Griswold, died Friday. Funeral services for Velma Bates will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Evelyn Klein, age 69, of Fontenelle, died Sunday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Celebration of Life services for Evelyn Klein will be on Thursday at 11 o'clock at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church with a luncheon to follow. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Lyle Otto Peters, age 89, of Avoca, died Monday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Lyle Peters will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Florence Karsten, age 91, of Manning, died Sunday at the Manning Plaza. Funeral services for Florence Karsten will be Thursday at 2 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning, with the Odie Funeral Home of Manning in charge of arrangements. Vera Whalert, age 101, of Exira, died Sunday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Vera Whalert will be Friday at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Vernon TV Bob Robert Hansen, age 84, of Harlan, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Vernon Hansen will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Gene Smith, age 86, of Adel, died Thursday at the Sunnybrook Care Center in Adel. Services for Gene Smith will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Adel United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. And Eldred E.J. Conrad, age 92 of Harlan, died February 20th at Elkhorn. Graveside services and burial for E.J. Conrad will be on April the 20th at 11 a.m. in the Harlan Cemetery. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland and Carson. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Henson reporting.